Abby, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of power and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin and brought you to new life through water and the Holy Spirit. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation, so that united to his people, you may remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. Ave Maria, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of power and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin and brought you to new life through water and the Holy Spirit. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation so that united to his people, you may remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. Nicholas, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Power, the God of power and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin to new life through water and the Holy Spirit. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation, so that united to his people, you may remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. Taylor, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of power and Father of our Lord Jesus, free you from sin and brought you to life, to water, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the Spirit of salvation, who united to his people, who may remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. Tyler, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of power and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin and brought you to new life through water and the Holy Spirit. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation so that united to his people, you may remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. My dear brothers and sisters, you've become a new creation and have clothed yourselves with Christ. Receive this baptismal garment and bring it unstained through the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that you may have everlasting life.